He was there when the Berlin Wall was built. He watched it going up, so he told me. Day after day, brick by brick. He said it terrified him. Well, it would. But he also said there was a kind of wartime thrill to it. He knew that feeling well enough. Me too. His blood was up. They might have called this the Cold War, but to Alec, it was definitely war, hot and real. He ran agents both sides of that monstrous thing. I wouldn't be surprised, he said, if it never comes down. But a network of agents, well, that can crumble any moment.
Come on, Carl. Come over. You have to try it now.
Sir, why don't you go and get something to eat? Maybe sleep. Anything happens, we can have you back here in minutes.
No. It's nearly dark. That's what he's waiting for, the dark.
Wasn't he to come over this morning with the West Side workers? Isn't that what you said, sir?
Keep your eyes on the crossing.
Sorry, sir.
And maybe I did say that, but agents aren't planes or trains, no timetables. And this one's almost certainly blown, on the run, and scared. Munt's after him. Munt. Understand?
Yes, sir.
We have to let him choose his own.